I'm joined by Alan Green, jazz pianist, composer, author, Shakespeare aficionado, and who also happened to be Davy Jones from the Monkees musical director for a number of years. Alan, welcome to the Shakespeare Centre.
Thank you, Paul.
What brings you to Stratford-upon-Avon today?
I've been here a few days just doing some follow-up filming background footage for the musical that I'll be putting on soon called Bard. It's a musical about Shakespeare.
Really? Yeah. And what is the story of Bard?
It examines the question that Stanley Wells just told me there is no question about.
Is that to do with the Shakespeare authorship?
Oh, perhaps? How did you guess?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I mean, he doesn't like to use the word question and say there is a question. But
Shakespeare authorship discussion.
Yeah. The Shakespeare authorship issue. Mm-hmm. No, I got into it about 7 or 8 years ago, and I thought it was a great story, and I had no bias one way or the other. I was introduced to it by an Oxfordian, as it happens, and I thought, well, what a fascinating story. And I started to really get into it, and then I realised I'd lost my life. You know, it just went down a rabbit hole. And as you know, I mean, if you're just studying Shakespeare, it goes on and on and on forever. You start studying the question, that goes on and on and on forever, and you can go anywhere you want with it. But I just thought it was a great subject for a musical, to put it out there in a comedic way, in a way that's entertaining, that says, here we are, we're Stratfordians, here we are, we're Oxfordians, here we are, we're the Baconians.
Well, I'm bound to ask you, where are you, Alan? Do you sit on the fence still, or are you a Shakespearean, or will you
I'm
identify yourself as an anti-Shakespearean?
Oh, not at all. I'm a complete Shakespearean, and I am neutral on the question. I do differ with Stanley on this, that I think it's okay to question and warrant and asking the question from a perspective of an academic perspective, just to say, well, let's investigate. But having done that for 7 years, I'm tired now. I've done my investigation.
And does your musical set out to show that Shakespeare wrote Shakespeare in some way?
It sets out to examine the question and show you what a joke it is.
I see.
And you, what a wonderful, entertaining joke it is. And you're not going to get out of me what the conclusion is. You have to come and watch the musical.
When does it start, and where can we see it?
I wish I could tell you exactly. We're in production.
Pre-production.
Just pre-production now. Yeah. I've been writing it for, like I say, 7 to 8 years.
Yes.
I anticipate it will be ready and on the boards for the coming wonderful celebration of 2014, the 450th anniversary of the birth.
Well, that's very exciting indeed.
So that's my goal with that.
And you've been doing some filming in Holy Trinity Church in Stratford.
Yeah, we recorded a couple of the numbers from it.
And yes.
I was very privileged to be just sitting there in the chancel singing my musical accompaniment to Sonnet 18, the most popular sonnet, one might argue.
That Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day?
Shall I Compare Thee, yeah. Yes. Looking Up at the Bust,
yes.
Playing it in those wonderful acoustics. It was a remarkably moving experience.
And people can find that on YouTube, is that right? Is
it? Not yet.
Not yet.
That was a private link that I sent.
Yeah.
But it will be there's a book coming out.
Yes.
It's going to be timed to the TV show that I'm going to be doing in America. And I don't know if it will air over here, but that will be in about a month. And
yes.
The book will come out to launch at exactly that same time.
And what's the title of the book?
The title of the book is I, Shakespeare.
I, Shakespeare. Alan, I wish you well with those two huge projects. It's fantastic to catch you while you're in Stratford. It sounds really exciting. Thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you. Are we in under the 5 minutes?
We are indeed.
Okay.
Bye-bye for now.